It's Robbie's world, the world of Robbie. All that revolves around. Revives? Really? All that revolves. All that revolves around the world of Robbie. Chicka chicka yow. That's about to be my new intro. Oh my god. Okay, so. Welcome, this is Robbie's World. If you don't know, I'm Robbie Simone, your host, your girl, your best friend, the sunflower patch, a part of, that did not sound right, that I didn't word that right, but you get what I'm saying, like, y'all are my little sunflower patch. I love y'all so, so much. Y'all have came through with the love. When I say I have never felt this loved in my life by a bunch of randoms and people that, like, I barely spoke to before, y'all are giving me the attention I crave, okay? I mean, honestly, let's be real, I really don't crave attention no more. I be trying to be ducked off. But let me tell you, y'all are so sweet. But if you're new here, join the Sunflower Patch, hit that subscribe button, and just, I'm just one of a kind, okay? And follow me on TikTok. Can follow my journey, especially if you're like particularly here for this episode. This episode's about my transplant journey. I'm actually having a series right now on TikTok, so hurry the fuck up and just follow me. Sorry, I didn't mean to cuss. That was like actually I slipped out, but just follow me. Instagram, I don't really. You'll see bits and pieces here and there. Snapchat, you just see everything that I do in my daily life because Snapchat sees everything. Twitter, I mean obviously. There's no pictures on there, but, or if there are pictures or repeats. What else? What other social medias? I mean, the only ones I really use daily is Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. To be honest. sorry. Ooh, if you had, I hope that was playing in your car, because if this was in your ear, sorry about it. But anyway. Let's get to this episode. So this episode is about the transplant journey. And like I said, if you really want to follow along and like know every bits and nook and cranny, well, I guess I'm some bits and nooks and crannies. You might want to go to my TikTok because you catching the raw, the ugly, and the unfiltered. But I will shoot a video for you guys. And a podcast because I ran a poll. Today, and you guys, one definitely did win, but I want to satisfy all of my customers. No, I want to satisfy all of you guys, because there's different types of people, and not even that, it's like sometimes you feel like you want to listen to a podcast, and sometimes you want to see the person's face. So I'm going to shoot a video while I'm shooting my podcast, so that way, like, you get the best of both worlds. Therefore, I can just turn the video to the MP3 and then upload it as a podcast. So you have your choice. You can see my beautiful face, or you can just listen to my beautiful voice. You know, it's a win-win for me and for you. Actually, not really for me, because that's a lot of editing. So you're welcome. You're welcome. But, yeah, let me just get back. Let me get to the update, because this intro is taking forever. So I've been home about, well, let me tell you. I have had liver disease my entire life. Many people don't know, but if you do, that was a scar across my stomach. Everybody asked me when I wear crop tops. Yeah, I got my gallbladder removed. I have biliary atresia. It's a very rare liver condition. It's found mostly in African Americans, and I notice in, like, I think it's Indians and stuff like that, but I don't really know the whole deets. So once I, do the proper research as far as, like, the biliary atresia condition, and where it came from, I will definitely keep you guys posted, because I love learning new stuff about it now that my journey's, you know, in place. But yeah, I've had it all my life. You're born with it, and it's a condition where the bile ducts are blocked or scarred, and it just causes cirrhosis and scarring, and it's just a really bad time. Like, for me personally, my experience, I had scarring. The cirrhosis didn't get really bad until like my older ages when I decided when I just started when I started to participate in adult activities, over 21 activities. And I know you're probably thinking, like, why would you do that? Like, that's the dumbest thing you possibly do with a liver disease. Like, what are you doing with your life? Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I'm the type of person where it's like, I'm going to live my life regardless. And at first it was like, I was doing it in moderation here and there. And then after a while, it became out of hand. But for me, my experience, everything was good up until about high school. And then I want to say after high school, maybe like the second, well, after high school, it was just bad. It was a bad time, but like after high school, it got progressively worse. And, I just remember being so like shaken up and very confused all the time. I could never remember anything. Like if you told me a story, like, remember when I did it? I'd be like, nope. People, I wouldn't remember. Like, if you weren't, like, important in my life and I didn't see you every day, I ain't gonna remember you. I'm gonna be honest. You'd be like, oh, remember when we went to, or this person was, nope, sure don't. Don't remember. You could tell me to do something, and I would go to use the bathroom, and just like that, I would forget. Also, my moods were very, very, like, all over the place. Like, you would think I had, like, bipolar or something. And no offense to anybody that has bipolar, I'm not saying anything offense to those people, but I don't have it, and I thought I had it because I was going through all this stuff. Like, I had to go to therapy, and like they try to diagnose me with certain things, and it's just like, no, that's like, this is not me. But I would love to go to therapy now and see what they say about me. I'm gonna wait obviously a couple weeks because I've only had my liver for like a week. But it was just, it messed with my character, my personality, my mood, my emotions, my mind. But it also messed with me physically, in all aspects. Like, my eyes were super yellow and super jaundiced. Like, people would be like, dang, girl, you high. Like, I didn't even smoke today, sorry to tell you, but my eyes are just naturally this jaundiced. Like, they're naturally this yellow, and it used to bother me so much. And it's not because they're asking questions, it's just because it's just ugly. Like, I don't know, it's a me thing, it's one of my insecurities. But now that I have this new liver, my eyes are like clearing up so much, and it makes me so happy. I also got my skin color back, my dark circles underneath my eyes aren't that bad. My feet have lightened up because my feet used to be super duper dark. And if you met me, if you know me from middle school, and if you knew me in middle school, like Magnolia Middle, you would definitely be able to see that I look back to the way that I was during that time. And they say it's only going to get better because in the beginning, obviously, I was good, but now that I have a new liver, I'm going to be even better. So I'm really excited for that. But back to the update, more so, my first day home was pretty good. I didn't really like it too much because my bed doesn't recline. And I had to sleep on the couch because it's closer to the bathroom. But I mean, other than that, it was pretty good. I don't really like the fact that, you know, I have to be an adult and take my medicine on time and all that, like, make sure all that stuff is just so extra when you're used to being in the hospital for weeks and like they just give it to you. And if you have pain, you call them and they just give it to you. You know what I mean? Like, you can just sit in the bed. I mean, obviously, I did. You guys saw, if you follow me on Instagram, there is what is it called? Like a turkey trot or like a liver trot or some type of trot. And you, like, once you walk your mile, you get a certificate. I walked my first mile within like my third day opening my eyes after my surgery. So I was really proud of myself. I'm progressing extremely fast, but it's just like, it's so painful. And you really have to push yourself. Like, I don't know. It, for me, it's more like my motivation is I want to be able to do things on my own. So I'm really, really trying here. Like, today I walked probably just about a mile, but it's uphill. around my house as opposed to, you know, the hospital, like, 4 flat laps. So it's difficult. Sometimes I have my little moments, but it's nothing that I can't handle. Also, I just feel so much better, by the way. Like, let me just talk about that. Like, I'm more ecstatic. Wait, my TV just cut off. Sorry, y'all know this is unprofessional. Y'all know I'm unprofessional. Why is my TV on mute? Oh, maybe because I'm shooting a podcast. Bear with me, guys. Look, this is what you signed up for. Don't even click off. Because I'm going to be mad. And I'm going to find out who you are, where you are. And I'm going to come turn it back on. So you might as well just not click off. I'm watching YouTube, if you guys are wondering. Just to give you guys a little filler while I'm trying to change my channels. I have to use the restroom again? Are you serious? Alright, guys, I'm going to use the restroom. Not that you would ever know, but I'm going to put a little commercial break for you. And I'm going to fix my TV, so here's the commercial break. Look, I know y'all are fed up with me because I've played the same commercial twice, and I'm not even going to change it. Like, unprofessional who? And then the thing is, my commercial is so monotone, so it's like, sis, what was going through your brain when you shot that? So I might reshoot it one of these days, but probably no time soon. Just because, I don't know, I like it. It's a part of me that I didn't know that was there. But anyway, I was going on about, like, how I felt, like, with the surgery so far. So I've had this new liver for, like, a week. And by the way, I get a discounted liver. That's what me and my stepmom call it, a discounted liver, because the girl that this is, she passed. I got a deceased donor. She lived in Texas, so I had to wait for it to arrive. We'll talk about that in my video. But not only that, she was 17. God bless her heart and her family's heart. I need to pray for them every day. Yeah, she was 17, and I'm 25, so that means her liver still has some growing to do. So it's going to be able to perfectly grow into my body if everything goes as planned. So I'm very, very blessed, and I thank Jehovah every day, because how did I get so lucky? I went from, like, the absolute worst, and I know I'm about to come up on top, because my brain was so foggy before, and now it's literally only been, like, a week or two, and I feel so much better, guys. Like, my mood, like, my patience, and it's like, before I had to, like, struggle and, like, fight with myself, and then, like, I would even have some nights crying. It was, like, a really, really bad time. But, like, mentally, I feel so much stronger. Physically, I feel more confident. I don't even want to wear makeup anymore. I'm lying. That was just, like, the biggest fib I've ever told. I love makeup. I love the artistry of it. But, like, I don't, like, when I wake up in the morning and I have to go somewhere, it's not like, oh, I have to put makeup on before I go. Before it was like, oh, I gotta put makeup on, girl, sis, you're looking crazy. And not only that, I was trying on my foundation earlier, and my foundation is so dark that I'm gonna have to buy all new foundation. So anybody's into used foundation or used concealers and stuff like that, I mean, that aren't the ones that you have to, like, squirt and stuff, like, because I obviously don't just, like, wipe it on my face. I'm not gonna give you anything that I wiped on my face, but if any darker skin tone girls need any makeup, you know, there's that. But yeah, that's my little crisis that I'm having right now. But yeah, I used to feel the need to wear makeup all the time, but now I don't. It's just like, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Like, sorry, deep breath. That was a painful breath. Shoot, that knocked the sense out of me. I don't feel I need to wear makeup, period. I mean, I love makeup, and I will still wear it probably more than not, but I don't feel like I need it. What else? I don't know, I'm just, like, super excited for this journey. So I hope you guys, like, stay tuned and, you know, follow along and continue to ask me questions, and I'll continue to answer them on here. But my dad just said the pizza's ready, so your girl gotta go. So, it's been real. I love all of you. And if you're new here, please join the Sunflower Patch. Follow me on YouTube, TikTok, what is it? YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Poshmark, if you buy clothes, I don't know, follow me on everything. My handles are Robbie Simone, RobbieSimon, but most of my handles are Robbie's World, and replace the O's with X's. So yeah, if you find me from Anchor or from just specifically a podcast and never have seen me before, never followed me on any social media before, and you decide to follow me on a social media, please let me know, because I really want to figure out where my traffic is coming from or how much traffic comes from my podcast. That's something that I'm working on. So yeah, but anyway, let me just, I just want to eat my pizza, okay?
I just want to sit at home on the couch and eat chips.
All right, guys, it's been real. Thank you for your time. And remember that I will be giving you, like, the real deal, the long version of my surgery and the updates and pictures and videos and XYZ QRS, the whole spiel, via video and podcast. But it's going to be mainly video. I'm just going to MP3 it. So I would rather you guys watch the video. But all right. See ya. Love, peace, and hair grease. Bye. Toodaloo, motherfucker. Okay, sorry. That was uncalled for. Okay, for real, I'm leaving this time. Okay. Bye.